just switch them off. The lights that have been turned on since last night unattended. Even though the sunlight spreads with open arms. Just switch them off. The taps that let the water flow. All the little droplets slide down the drain. Gone to waste unnecessarily while you just watch it flow away. Just switch them off. The engines of your car running as plumes of toxic smoke escape. Is it your destination just beyond the street? Why just not use your feet? Just switch them off. Every gadget and electronic in your house, they must be tired once in a while too of letting out invisible waves of radiation because you don't think it matters. It's only a little thing. Just switch them off for an hour and beyond, for the earth hour, for the future generations to live on. Switch off the unnecessary things in your life and change the way you live.
Welcome to this another episode of Live Best Skill Podcast. Today, we are going to discuss the Earth Hour. Give a break to Mother Earth.
Let's join the biggest hour of Earth. On 25th March, switch off non-essential electric lights for just 1 hour. From 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. as a symbol of commitment to our planet Earth. Let's give an hour for Earth. Earth Hour is an annual event which asks you to switch off all your lights for an hour. The aim is to involve as many people as possible in positive change for our planet. Earth Hour is an important initiative towards a pressing issue, that is climate change.
Yeah. Earth Hour is organized by the Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF, and it's a big event usually at the end of March every year. This evening, people go dark, that is, switch off lights in their homes, schools and businesses all at the same time for 1 hour.
But it is so much more than that. It is a symbol of unity. It is a symbol of hope. It is a demonstration of the power of collective action for our future and the planet's. Earth Hour started in Australia in 2007, when 2.2 million people in Sydney turned off all unnecessary lights for an hour. Since then, it has grown into an international event and many countries around the world have taken part. Famous buildings that have gone dark for Earth Hour include the Sydney Opera House and Harbour Bridge, the Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur, the Houses of Parliament and Buckingham Palace in London.
Yes, also the Eiffel Tower in Paris, the Forbidden City in Beijing and New York's Empire State buildings are included. Even astronauts on International Space Station have taken part by reducing their power use on the station. And Google also has shown its support by making a dark homepage on the event.
Do you know what's the idea behind Earth Hour? It is to raise awareness of environmental issues and call for action to protect nature so that people enjoy healthy, happy and sustainable lives now and in the future.
Yep, it's true that switching off lights for just 1 hour saves only a small amount of power. But this is only the beginning. On one level, joining in Earth Hour makes people think about the problem of climate change and what we can do in everyday life to protect nature.
For example, using low-energy electrical items instead of high-energy ones and using green forms of transport all help the planet. But on another level, a large number of people all acting together sends a powerful message to the governments and companies. It pushes them to take urgent action on a large scale by making changes to laws and by considering green issues when making big decisions. What does 60 plus mean in the logo of Earth Hour?
The number 60 is for the 60 minutes of Earth Hour, and the plus sign invites people to keep on taking action even after the Earth Hour is finished. In fact, people who join Earth Hour say that Taking part makes them want to do more for the environment. Earth hour is every hour of every day. Apart from switching off the lights, there are a lot of events that people can join. There are concerts performed with acoustic instruments instead of electric ones and using candles instead of electric light.
You can cook food for your family and eat by candlelight. There can be tree planting sessions, group walks, runs and meditation sessions, as so many other things can be done.
I am wondering why particularly March is considered for this event.
Around the end of March, in the northern and southern hemispheres, the days and nights are of the same length, which is called an equinox. It means that at this time of the year, the sunset is at the similar time in both hemispheres. So it is dark in the evening in each country for the Earth hour switch off.
This event is quite significant in a way, as the Earth is the only place we can call home, and without it we cannot exist. Therefore, Earth hour is important in encouraging people to protect our home.
The environment is dying. Natural disasters, pandemics and global warming are key signs that show our environment needs our help.
With the steady increase in global warming rates, we need to straighten up and do all we can do to improve our environment's health. It's a collective effort. Earth Hour involves every human being and doesn't leave the responsibilities to a few. This lets us know that it takes a collective effort to make a big change, and we can all do our parts to make it better.
Let's we all give an hour for our Earth by spending 60 minutes doing something means anything positive for our planet.
Thank you for listening to the Live Best Skilled podcast. If you love this episode, we will be so grateful if you could take a minute to subscribe, share and review it on whatever platform you are listening. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music and Google Podcast.
Your views will encourage and help us to improve it further. If you have any feedback, comments or questions, you can share them in the comment box below or send us a direct email on info@rrhour.com. We'll look forward to your messages.
We'll meet you in the next episode. Till then, have a great time and enjoy yourself.
Thank you.